Kum lerne blak gemorre, Rosh Chedesh, alle Rosh Chedesh, oder. Big machlekes in the Rishonim, whether 2 days Rosh Chedesh is mahateder, or only some happened, according to the Riyaz, it only happened many years later. Never used to be 2 days Rosh Chedesh. Yeah, but I give 2 days Rosh Chedesh like Hatchila. Then was Rosh Hashanah. Oh, there's another machlekes in the Durham we had, whether if you write a shtar, do you write today Olive Rosh Chedesh Adar, do you write Lamed Shvat? What are we today? Shvat or Adar?
The Rebbe seems to count this as Adar, because he always says the 60 days in the Ibiyar, yeah. And if you count it from Aleph, there's only 59. Okay. You have to be called all this day
could
also.
Be. Could be. I still wonder what in a shtar. What is it called today? It's called Yom Aleph Rosh Chedesh. If you write a ksuba, you know what you write on it today? Yom Aleph Rosh Chedesh
Adarishan.
You said two adults. But let's learn. Okay, if I know what Aleph, we're up to the Gemara here. A number of questions we have. Boy, Rav had a question. When it comes to the limbs of the animal, they stuck out of the animal, do we follow the majority or not? Hey, chidami, what are we talking about? Are we talking about that the majority of the animal came out, but the only way you can include the majority of the animal coming out is you need a miyut of one of the evarim to be included. That stuck out as well. The problem is the majority of that evar is still inside. That miyut evar, can it be counted towards a total? That is the majority of the animals outside. Or do you say, look, this is the miyut of that particular evar, and since the majority of that particular evar is still inside, we'll have to treat the minority as if it's still inside. Become a boiler. High miyut the vroy. This little miyut that's sticking outside. Bosa roiv the aver shadin alei. We say it's part of a bigger aver, and therefore we cannot count it as if it's outside because the majority of this particular aver is inside. Bosa ruba the uber shadin alei. We look at the bigger picture. The more chashuv thing is the uber, and the uber is most of the uber is outside, and therefore this miyut aver joins the uber. Surely the loishav kinen ruba the uber vaslin bas roiv aver. It makes sense that the miyut aver should be bottled to the roiv aver and not be bottled to the entire uber. Surely it goes with the entire uber. Ella, the question was because she yotze chetzi ba roiv aver. What about you have exactly half the baby calf is outside, and included in that baby in that half is the miyut aver. The majority of that aver is still inside. The roiv of an aver is outside. It's a little miyut of aver inside. If the miyut aver tags along to the rave of the aver, you'll have a majority outside.
The rave of the aver?
Exactly half of the behemoth is outside, and included to make up that half is a rave of one particular aver. But it's still a miyut inside. Do we say that miyut gets, it's called a drag along, automatically is considered as if it's outside because it's buckled to the rave, then you have a majority. And therefore it's already a b'choyr, it's born. Or do we say no? This little bit that's left inside, is it part of the rave aver or not? Toshba coming here. It says in our Mishnah, Yotze Rubi, the majority of the baby calf went out. That is, you cover, you bury it, it's already holy. My rave, what do you mean majority? Literally, the majority of the baby came out. It's a b'chayit. Ad hashavle yashmin rubi gekule. Well, we never knew this concept that the rave is gekule. We have it all over Shas. El alav, isn't it talking about kigun shiyotze chetzi b'rei v'eiver? It's talking about that half of the animal came out with the majority of eivers, a little bit left inside, and the chiddush na mishni is that's considered if it went outside. So we're like, no, maybe kigun like the originally said shiyotze rubi b'miyut, that the majority of the uber came out, including the miyut of an eiver, and the chiddush is that we say the miyut eivers included the majority, even though the majority of that eiver is still inside. You don't say, oh, that this little bit of Ava is the far majority Ava. No die either.
When do you say call a Pedish Meruba Pedish?
That's if something's out there, there's a suffix where it came from. So we say it probably came from the rave. Here we're saying is there's two raves here. There's the rave of the big Uber, and then there's the rave of this particular Ava. Yeah. Which one takes over? Boy, Rav has a question. Peter Echman has to touch the uterus. What about Korche Basi? What about if you wrapped around the baby calf while in the mother's womb with some of the thing grows around the palm tree, whatever it's called? Mao, what's the din? That was a din really touch the Rechim on its way out. What's the din over here? What about Betalisa? You wrapped it around your talus before you took it out. Mao, so it came out of the Rechim, but it didn't actually touch it physically. Bishul Yosei Mao in its own sack, What's the difference? Rabbi Shil Yosei didn't leave a sack, took the sack with it. Urchihu, isn't it quite common? Elabishil Yacheres Mal. Somehow or another got entangled in the sack of another baby cat, maybe a twin or something, and it fell off, and it got entangled in it. What happens? Karachtoi v'achastoi. Wait, Rashi learns this. Rashi, interesting. Rashi Tesis says it's interesting. Rashi doesn't agree with it. Rashi said they used to have a special woman, like a, what do you call this, a midwife. Her job was to take out baby calves. And her hands...
Like a vet.
Okay, yeah, but they usually be able to come out naturally. Mm. Anyway, and her hands were in between the baby calf and the walls of the uterus. Is that a b'chayr or not? Hey, Chidami. What was the question? Either Novik Derech Reish, if the head came out first, Patati, the head, we know, makes it a b'chayr already. The head or the majority of the body. The Novik Derech Reish went out through his feet. Okay, these questions... It's a chatzitza. The Torah says peterechem. It exonerates the uterus. Does it have to physically touch the uterus?
It means that the calf has to be the thing that opened up the...
Exactly. Or if something intercepts between the two, it's no good, or it's all the same. Next question. You like this question. Balas echulda, a weasel came and swallowed the baby calf inside the womb, and then vaitziyosa, the weasel then took it out inside its own womb. Mao. It was a real tiny baby calf. It was a midget.
This is a hypothetical, perhaps.
Hoytiyasa v'rimoda ha'afikte. He took him out of the womb. What's a shayla? Ella, but right now the Gemara thought he just dragged him by his teeth or something and pulled him out of the womb. What's the difference? Ella bolase. The weasel swallowed the baby calf. Vahoytiyasa took it out. So what's a shayla? He never touched a rechem. But then v'hechnistoi went back in v'kiyasa and vomited it out. Have a yotzer elam. The second time the calf went out of his home. Very important question. Mao, what's the din over here? Glanz nicht mit Egel, like my Rebbe used to say. My Rebbe used to say, glanz nicht mit Egel. You know, don't that look. That it's always teary. Hidbik Shnei Rechamim. What happens if the two uteruses attached? Yotzim Rechazah. Went out internally for one and went into the other one. Mao. Did they potter the lav? Sorry. He went out of his own, then went back into another one and went out the other one. Do we say, did they potter the lav? They potter his own where he was raised. That's the one that now is no longer anymore p'chayim coming out of there. And the other one, it wasn't really his. It was because he went through it. Doesn't make it a paterechem. Or he deal with the lav? Did they not be potter? The fact is, he walked out through it. Teiku. I'll tell you one thing, Eliyahu is going to be very busy the first couple of days. How are they going to decide which question to ask first, which to ask second?
And what about the question that every Yid will want to ask?
What's that?
I'm always to give any
Bizecho. Boy, Rabacha, Niftachu, Kais Bezeche. Now, what about if the base of Rechem opened so wide that when the animal walked out, it didn't touch it? It just flew right out. Yeah. Is Avirech Magdash, is it the ears of the opening of the server that it makes it holy? Vayiko, I didn't Gias Rechem Akash, so physically touch it, well, Lekko. What about the whole base of the Rechem? The whole uterus was removed. It's not there anymore. What's the Shaila? It's not Pet Rechem. It moved, it dislodged from its place, and now it got stuck around the neck of the B'chayr. So the B'chayr pulls it out. Is it called Pet Rechem or not? Only in its original place do we say that, wow, that the animal becomes a B'chayr. Even not in the right place, it becomes a B'chayr. But he's not as exciting as previous ones.
This was his cup of tea.
Nigmu kaisa bezarecha. What about you scrape down the inner walls of this uterus? Mao. Amleka nagat. You're now touching on, encroaching the boy, the boy on the question we actually had. The boy, Rabzeid, Rabasi. What about Aimim Ruha Parah? The uterus had a lot of holes, but it was more wall than opening. The Yatsa the Parah, but the animal did not come out through any of the openings. It came out through one of through the Berechim, just went through all the openings. Or Parah Ruha Aimim, there were more openings there than wall, but the Yatsa the Aimim, but it went through the Aimim. Mai. Over there, the question was, the uterus is in existence, the shayli is, how do we treat it? And it went through the cavity, so what happens? Abel Nigmu, the whole thing was more or less missing. There's no question that there's no. Next question. Behema Shemes, Ubra, Betoich Me'er, a behema that the baby calf died inside the mother's womb. So the shepherd stuck his hand in. That's what Tosfos has a problem with Rashi. Shepherds always used to put their hand in to take out the baby calf, not some midwife. And the Roya went and put his hand inside. The Noga boy, he touched. He touched the womb, the baby in the womb. The question is, you know, a dead animal is an Avela. What about a dead animal inside another animal? Do you become tamei or not? Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. The Noga boy. Bein behemah tamei. Bein behemah toida. Whether there's a kosher breed of animals, whether it's an unkosher breed of animals, it's toida. Because all you touch was the uber, and the uber is not tamei. And the basic law in the tamei tamei toida toida depends. A kosher animal, taki, you don't become tamei, but in a non-kosher animal, you do.
And if it gives birth to this,
it's dead. The baby is dead. Not the mother's dead. The baby is dead.
I know that, but I'm saying if it gives birth to it, a dead baby. Is that Peterechim?
Yeah, even on Neifel.
Says
he wanted my time at Tanakama. First of all, Tanakama, why are you tired? I'm not chizik. Kalachayim makes it. It's a logical thing, and that is the logical thing is yeah. If let's say the baby would have been dead and you would have shechted the mother, would then you be able to eat the bemku inside? Because everybody can. There's a machlekes and the baby's alive if you can. A meir holds you can't. But the baby is dead and you shechted the mother. The baby died inside the mother's womb. It's kosher, 100% kosher. So madach, the mother has an impact that enables you to eat it. And the mother now is alive. Is the mother tummy? No. So surely the mother can protect the baby that it shouldn't become tummy. Kal v'chomer. The mother would have been kosher. You would be able to eat the baby. Doesn't it help you at what? Look at Torah from the Vela. So you want to ask him behemah tameya. So we see from here behemah tameya. Behemah tameya minolam. What about behemah tameya? Amakro says in pasuk. V'chiyamush mina behemah. Says. In the pasuk, v'chiyamus min habehem, if an animal dies, and then it says that shehilachem l'achla, you can eat. So it says first behema, which includes even treif, non-kosher ones. Then it says lachem l'ach, only kosher ones. It says if you touch an avela, you become tameh. So we're comparing non-kosher animals to kosher animals. In what way are you comparing them? Regarding the baby in the womb. In both cases, the baby in the womb is tired. Chiyamus v'behema z'behema t'mei non-kosher animal. Shehilachem l'ach, z'behema t'mei kosher animal. Iskut behema t'mei behema t'mei. Ma behema t'mei ubra t'mei. Ma behema t'mei ubra t'mei. Ubra t'mei, the woman is tired. A behema t'mei ubra t'mei. So we compare even a non-kosher animal. If the baby inside is tired, if a shepherd touches it, he is tired. Rabbi Yitzchak Glil makes a distinction. My time. So we start off two reasons. One reason. Rabbi Yitzchak, let me change. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Lom Pro, it says like this. Hal kop. V'chol hoylech al kapod, any animal that goes on its paws, right, on its feet, you know, the two-legged animal. K'chol ha-chai, b'chol ha-chai, inside a living animal, so inside a four-legged animal. Ha-hileches, I've got the four, t'meim heim lechem. So what do we learn from here? When is the b'halche kapayim b'chai t'mei silach? It says clear in the pasuk that if you have a baby inside a chaya, an animal, it's tummy. It should be tummy. There was an uber tummy inside a non-kosher animal is tummy. Al's nevela. Says the Gemara El Miatav. So, what about a kolud b'mei para? What about, remember we had before, if a kosher animal produces a non-kosher looking animal, it's still kosher, except for Kodab Shimon. It's still kosher. So Atmata called you colored cleft hooves b'mei para that was found inside the womb of the mother. According to you, the tummy should become tummy. Why? Because the pasuk mahalche kapayim. Kapayim is cleft hooves that inside a chai, inside a mother should become tummy. Even though you're allowed to eat it, but if you found it dead inside, so even though you just said a minute ago that all kosher animals, what's inside a dead baby inside is tummy. Here we have an example where a dead baby inside should be tummy. El v'yata kolut b'mei pada, which you're allowed to eat, if you found it dead inside, should become tummy. The mahalche kapayim b'chayu. This is considered mahalche kapayim, cleft hooves, inside a living thing. Every mother mahalche kapayim b'mahalche arba. We need a mahalche. We need a mahalche kapayim, right? A dead calf in a mahalche arba, an animal of four. But a para has 8 feet because each leg is split hooves, so it's like eight. The pasuk is talking about non-kosher animals, which only have 4 feet, four legs, because they don't have split feet. Mahalchi kapai, mahalchi arba. Hi, mahalchi arba, mahalchi shmeinu. This is 4 and 8. Says the Gemara, what about a part of the mei gamel? A parah inside a gamel, which is not a kosher animal, but according to you, remember a gamel has split feet. So a gamel has 8 feet. So if you found a parah inside a gamel, you shouldn't become tami, because it's not mahalchi kapayim b'toy chaya. They like to talk mahalchi shmeinu, mahalchi arba. Oh, sorry, a parah inside a gamel. No, a gamel has cleft hooves, but a parah has split feet. So the parah inside is 8, inside a gamel is 4, and the din is that this parah is treif, you're not allowed to eat it, but it shouldn't be metamayu, because it's not halchik kapayim. The mahalchik shmoy mahalchik abahu haylev chom. The Gemara says in pasig v'chol anything walks. La rabba is parah mei gamel, comes to include that within a treif animal, anything that's inside there is treif. So what I had, okay, what about a kol mekluta? You have a kosher animal, but it was born with cleft hooves, and it gave birth to another animal. You know, that it's like a species that gets a cow, and that is a cleft hooves. So it's four or four. The tummy should become tummy. It's halcha kapayim b'tachachaya. The mahalcha ab, mahalcha abu. Therefore, helps the kalvachim. Here we have the kalvachim rechizda. If the mother, if you shech to the mother, you'd be able to eat the baby. Surely, it doesn't make you tummy. What about a chazir? Also has split feet, so it has 8 feet. Be chazir in the womb, inside the womb of the mother, should not be metame. Like the tame, the mahalchi shmoy, the mahalchi shmoynu, and according to Rabbi Yosi, any non-kosher animal is tame. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yosi, any non-kosher animal is tame. Why? If the base is what you say. From the following pasuk, I'll change the pasuk. It says, "Nefesh, if a nefesh touches anything tame, but if a nefesh kisiga b'chol tame, I bin a veilas chayet meya, a veil of a chayet meya, I bin a veil of behemet meya." It says either a veil of a chayet meya or a veil of behemet meya, which seems to be redundant. If you tell chayet, chayet usually includes a behemet. A behemet includes chayet, or a veil is a shedet tame. Alochayda v'chin a veil is behemet meya metame, the head alone metame. Why? First of all, it says, it says in the pasuk, of an avail of a behema. The behemas are all kosher. What's the chiddush? Of course, why should the avail of a behema to not be metamis? What's the difference? What's the pasuk I tell you? Ze uber shebetmeya tamei uber tohira tohira. Talk about the uber. So if it's in a non-kosher animal, it's talking metame. But if it's in a kosher animal, it is toy. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Now that we have this pasuk of Nachman Yitzchak, nefesh kisiga, what means Rabbi Yitzchak's pasuk for v'chol ha'ilcha kapov? Says Yimod, ilav the Rabbi Yitzchak, I would have thought kulei Rebbe does. I would have thought that this pasuk of nefesh kisiga v'chol tamei behem chai has nothing to do with the uber. It has to do with what Rebbe is about to teach us. Rebbe teaches us, and we'll see today and tomorrow, that this behem and this chai, and even though they're both generic terms, sometimes when each one teaches you on something else. Yeah. Time you learn. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Namti lo lebenazai." Once had a discussion with Benazai. Lamadnu, we learned nevelas behemah tahida shematama. We learned and the nevela of a behemah tahida that's matama. We learned that the nevela of a behemah tahida is matama, and the nevela of a behemah tmeya that is matame. Nevelas chayet tmeya shematama. Nevelas chayet tahida loy lamadnu. It's clearer in the tahida than the nevela of a tamedik animal. The nevela of a toydik animal is matame, and the nevela of a tamedik behemah is matame. The nevela of a chayet is matame, but nowhere does the Torah say the nevela of a chayet like a deer. What happens there? Or a mountain goat? Minayis, how do you know the nevela of a deer is matame? Normally, he told me it says a pasuk called hoylech al kapov, anything that walks on its feet, bechol achay inside an animal, hayleches. Namtul, I said to him, v'chinema bechol chaya. Does it say that every animal? It's about a baby in a womb, inside. The mahalchik kapayim bichay does it, like Rabbi Yitzchak. It's talking about a baby inside a womb. Normally, he said to me, "Umayishmol oimer." He spoke about Rabbi Shmol like a friend. Yeah, he's always very, he is strong. And what does Ishmael, our friend Shmuley, have to say about this? Nantai told him, he brought another pasuk. It says, if the animal will die, zu behema tameya. Ashi lechem loch, you will eat zu behema tameya. So lamadnu, and we know that chaya bechal behema behema chal chaya. We know that chaya is behema of one. Chaya tameya bechal behema tameya. Chaya bechal behema tameya. So therefore, we know that chayas have all the same din as so a kosher and chaya is the same din as a kosher behema, and a non kosher chaya is the non kosher behema. Behema tameya bechal chaya tameya behema tameya bechal chaya tameya. So they're all included. That's how we know. Uvaloshen hazeh amali. So then Ben Azeh stood up and he said, Chaval, what a pity. What a pity. Al Ben Azeh, and a guy like me, my name is Ben Azeh. And I didn't learn about Rabbi Shmuel. And Rashi says, he wasn't lamenting about himself. Rashi says in the previous page, Hefsed v'chaval hi ba'olam. About 10 lines at the bottom of the page. He says, Hefsed v'chaval hi ba'olam. It's a loss to the whole world that I, the smartest man in the world, didn't learn about Rabbi Shmuel. Talmud Vosik Kamaisi, I'm such an enthusiastic, diligent student. Ani Ben Azai Shaloisha Mashti Sabishmo. What are you? What a humble statement.
That's an interesting lesson.
Yeah. Didn't mention that he was
humble. You would have thought that he's saying about himself, what a pity I didn't learn. He's saying, no, what a loss to the world. If I would have learned, huh? So you want to write. This is the behema that you should eat. It calls it behema. And then it lists a bunch of animals. It includes in animals also a chayis. Shoresek, sovim. And then it mentions also tzvi, and ayol, tzvi, v'yachmer. These are all chayis. So they're included. And how do I know the converse? Behema b'chal chayim enol. The chsiv, it says in Shemini, zois ha-chaya. This is the chaya shetoichlu that you should eat. And then it says b'chal behema. We see chayim or one the same. Ashalad is coming. As a parser, hoketzet behema bechal chaya. Behema is including chaya. So therefore, chaya tohida bechal behema tohida. Chaya tohida the same dinim as behema tohida. Lissimonim, they all have the same signs. Chaya tmeya bechal behema tmeya. In what way is a chaya tmeya included in a behema? Leharba, just like a behema, you're not allowed to crossbreed. So too, by chaya, it's not a crossbreed. Behema tmeya bechal chaya tmeya. How is a behema tmeya included in chaya tmeya? Likadirebi. What the Rebbe had to say, and we'll continue tomorrow what the Rebbe had to say.